You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hey, Dolphins, this is Michael Fink with the FinFans Podcast. Each week we come to you and bring you our opinions on what's going on within the Dolphins organization. During the season, you'll hear two shows each week where we review and preview each game. We shoot straight from the hip and have fun in doing so. We'd like to thank both the Dolphins Talk Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network for their support. Make sure to check them out. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen to your podcasts. Please make sure to follow the show. That way you'll know when a new one comes out. It's truly appreciated. All right, let's kick off today's show. And it's another FinFans Podcast. Playoff edition, Lewis.
Playoff edition. Whoa.
It has to be in Buffalo against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, right?
Well, some things never change, Mike. I'm telling you. You know, it always seemed like we would wind up in Buffalo or Buffalo.
It's like deja vu, right? 90s all over again.
Agreed. Chasing a great offense.
Yep.
And a pretty solid defense. You know, that Buffalo team that they had back in the 80s, 90s, late 80s, 90s.
That was a team that couldn't win the Super Bowl after four tries.
Should have won a couple.
Yeah.
But, man, they were a good, good football team. My goodness. Their offense just, I mean, they went in, they played that hurry-up mode the whole game.
Yeah, the K-gun.
The K-gun. I mean, it just came at you at 100 miles an hour. They executed perfectly. They had all the right people, Thurman Thomas,
yeah,
Jim Kelly, James Lofton,
Andre Reed,
Pro Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer, Thurman Thomas, a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness, Bruce Smith on the defensive side, Hall of Famer. You know, that's what it takes. I mean, you know, you look around our football team.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I mean, you know, think about it. You look around our football team, you know, over the last 20 years, are there Hall of Famers on this roster at any point? I don't know.
I think Xavier Howard may have a shot.
Howard's going to have a shot. But, I mean, man, one guy over a 20-year period? Mike?
Yeah, beyond him, well, going back 20 years, Cameron Wake, maybe.
Yeah,
I know it's borderline.
That's who, I mean, God, you see the guys on this list? I mean, I think he's going to get lost there. I mean, Zach hasn't even been able to get in yet.
He will, you know? Though. I'm pretty sure.
I hope so, but you know what I'm saying.
And Jason Taylor is in, right?
Well, Taylor, yeah. Taylor got in, you know, but, I mean, he stopped playing how many years ago? When did his career end?
2012, I think. You're throwing these questions at me. I hope I'm right.
Well, I'll look it up real quick as you're talking. Yeah, he retired in 2011, so he's been gone 11 years. You know, but his heyday, obviously, was, you know, from 97 to 2007. You know, those 10 years. So, you know, you're going back 15 years. I mean, You know, I probably should have went back. I should have said the last 10 years, you know, more so, because Zach.
Right. It's completely different team.
Time period, you know,
but yeah, well, maybe Tannehill will make it someday.
I doubt that very much. I mean, come on. Anyway.
That was said in jest.
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, but the point is that, you know, that's what it takes. And, you know, you look at this Buffalo team and there's some guys, you know, there, you know, obviously Diggs and Josh Allen. You know, that are definitely, you know,
have potential,
possible Hall of Fame potential. Yeah. And they, you know, they have some really good defensive players as well. So, I mean, you know, we've got to get to that point. We've got to get those type of players. You know, we have Tyreek and, you know, Waddle's a very, very good, wide receiver. There's no doubt about it. Is he going to be a Hall of Fame player? That I don't know, because he seems to just be the, you know, the type of receiver that there's quite a few of in the NFL now, you know, the guys that do what he does.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit easier to be a receiver now, and that's the thing, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's, you know, Waddle's not a very big guy. You know, hopefully he's smart enough to avoid.
Yep, stay healthy.
And stay healthy through his career. So far, so good for 2 years.
Well, you know what? Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's played two solid seasons, and he's had very limited problems with the injuries. So,
yes.
He showed to be durable. We'll see what happens.
You got to love him, Mike. You got to love him. The injury report, we going into this weekend, my goodness, it wasn't bad enough, right?
Well, it's easier to say we're beat up. I mean, because we are, you know. You know, mostly everybody is just dealing with something, so it's going to be tough for them. But, you know, that's the time of year it is. That's why they say you want to be healthy going into the playoffs, and Buffalo is pretty healthy.
So. Yeah, we're to an extreme, though, Mike. I mean, you know, if you think about it.
It is.
You know, I'm looking at the injury report from yesterday. I know you have a little bit updated, but, I mean, in gold. You know, Eichenberg, Bridgewater, Chubb, Phillips actually had a limited practice today. I actually do have some of Thursdays. You know, so you had Ingold limited. Eichenberg did not practice at all. Bridgewater, Chubb, Phillips, all limited. Okay, two is out. We know that. Armstead did not practice. Shell did not practice. Waddle was limited today. Lamb did not practice. Mozart did not practice. And Cedric Wilson was limited. That is a lot of guys on the injury report.
They're not dinky injuries. I mean, you know, you've got the broken thumb on Mostert. You know, they're just, most of them are significant injuries.
A lot of key guys. I mean, the tackle position. Whoa, my goodness, man. I mean,
yeah, Armstead doesn't have a part of his body that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, Armstead's completely banged up. And, you know, the fact that Shell isn't practicing hurts. Lamb did not practice. I mean, this is bad. I mean, you know, you've got three guys that have been pretty much our starters over the last couple of weeks, minus, of course, Armstead, who started most of the year. But in his place, you had Lamb for a short amount of time. I mean, basically, you can say our three top tackles are all injured. Right now. And
I think it's probably more than that.
It'd be nice to, well, the three top tackles. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't even know who the hell they're going to put out there if these three guys can't go. I mean,
Little Hunt, and they'll move Hunt to tackle.
I would hope that they wouldn't do that, because then that just, you know. I mean, I don't know where they're going
to
go.
That's what they did to finish the game last week.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I mean, that really hurts your interior at that point, you know? I mean, it's going to be tough. I feel really bad for this kid this weekend. You know, Skylar Thompson, you know, hopefully, even if we get one out of these three guys, you know, that can suit up and play. And if Armstead does, I mean, that's so important, you know?
He said he's doing everything he can. Yep. So you got to hope.
And I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Oh, no, I believe him.
You do?
You know, well, he's been playing hurt, so, you know, why not, right?
Yep, exactly. You know, it's going to be rough, you know, if these guys can't go. You know, the positive is Tyreek, who was, you know, nursing that ankle injury all through the last game, is not on the injury report at all, which I find, you know, interesting. You know, I mean, nothing. There's nothing in regard to him not practicing. He's not even on the injury report. So that in itself is a positive, because you have to have him. You have to have the threat of him out there. You know, you right. take him off the field and whoa. I mean, it gets really rough at that point. You know, you want him and Waddle out there on the outside, because they have to worry about him regardless of who's quarterbacking, because those guys can burn you on a simple slant.
Yeah.
So that being said, Mike, how is the weather going to be up in Buffalo this weekend?
Well, I don't think it's supposed to snow, but it's going to be in the 20s, so it'll be cold.
It will be cold, and it's good that we have a 1 o'clock game and we're not playing at 8 o'clock at night. I know people were, you know, talking about, oh, we're not in primetime. We don't deserve to be in primetime. This game, I mean, God, we're 13.5-point underdogs. I mean, I think, you know, as you look at the schedule, it's probably, you know, if you're just a regular football fan, it's probably the least appealing game to watch, in my opinion. You know, if Tua was playing and the offense was playing at a level that they were during the season, at, you know, at that one point in the season, I think they would have definitely had a better slot, without a question of a doubt. But, you know, as you look at the last, God, 5-6 weeks, I mean, you know, they really don't deserve a good slot. And, you know, as I said, if you're just a regular Dolphin fan, this is probably, I mean, a regular football fan, this is probably the least appealing game, you know, on the schedule as far as competitive-wise. You know, it's the biggest spread. We're underdogs by what, like 13.5 at this point? Yep. I mean, you know, it's gone up.
You know, they said that's the highest spread in a wild card game since they've switched to this format.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, so again, you know, people upset about us not being in prime time. It's the least appealing game of the week. And going into Monday, you know, I went back and forth with a couple people last night about this whole Monday night situation too.
Yeah, you don't really want that, do you?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, well, let's just stick on that, you know, in regard to our time slot. It benefits us, Mike, playing at 1 o'clock. It'll be warmer. You know, you don't want to play 8 o'clock at night on Saturday or Sunday night. The temperature will probably be about 10, 15 degrees colder, you know.
Yep.
You know, you got natural sunlight there. So, you know, everything should be good. But, you know, in regard to the Monday game, I mean, once playoff time comes, and this is strictly about money too, they want to put a game in prime time.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the slot early Saturday. So the first game Saturday is at 4 o'clock. You know, you could have done 3 on Saturday, 1-4 and night game, and then the same thing on Sunday, 1-4 night game. So now you have a team that's playing at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, and then you have a team that's playing 2+ days later at 8:30 at night. Now, in my opinion, you know, I don't know how it's all going to unfold. I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but, you know, they've always done it in a situation where everybody's pretty much on the same, you know, at the same level in regard to the amount of rest, travel, whatever the case may be. Now, I believe if the Bucs are beat on Monday night, obviously the team that beats them, who are they playing, by the way, but the Bucs? Do you know, Mike?
I don't have the schedule in front of me.
So, you know, they're basically, what's going to happen is that they're going to be on a short week, right, to begin with.
Okay, Monday it is Dallas and Tampa.
Right, okay.
8:15 kickoff.
So if Dallas playing Tampa, so if Dallas goes into Tampa and beats them, you know, they're kind of on a short week. They have to travel back to Dallas, right, from Tampa.
Sure.
You know, after a night game. I mean, so, you know, you're talking about a situation where I don't know whether they're going to practice or not Tuesday. I would highly doubt it. So their first practice is on Wednesday. To me, they really put that team at a disadvantage, you know, both of those teams to an extent. Yeah. Now, I know they do it during the regular season, but this is playoff time. And I think that everybody should be at least, you know, in
on equal footing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, over either you play Saturday, or you play Sunday, and then the following week, you know, you try and get the teams that played on Saturday to go on Sunday, you know, so everybody has the same amount of rest, so on and so forth. Regardless of how they do it right now, you know, whoever wins that game Monday night is definitely going to have one less day of practice. And if it's Dallas, you know, they've got to travel back to Dallas on top of that. So, you know, it's all about money. You know, I don't think it's necessarily fair to a team playing on Monday night, you know, that far apart once the playoffs start. You know, it's always been Saturday and Sunday, Mike, for as far back as we both can remember. You know, it's never been a Monday situation.
And it used to be two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday, and that was it because that's all you had. But now they've expanded, you know, the field, and
right.
That requires more time slots.
Exactly, but they have it. You know, like I said, you know, Saturday at 1 o'clock, hey, there you go. You know, you've got it. And
they'd rather get the games in prime time because of the money advertising revenue.
Absolutely.
You know, for the networks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, it, you know, again, it doesn't necessarily benefit the team. And, you know, you can, you know, the argument I was going back and forth, you know, in regard to, well, you know, they're used to it. They do it during the weekend. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's beneficial. You know, especially playoff time. I mean, it's a whole different level you're talking about. I mean, you can see the intensity in playoff games. You know, it just seems like the guys, everybody is just, you know, at a whole different level.
Yeah, every play is like your last play. I mean, that's the way you...
Exactly. You know. Going 130%, and...
You hope.
yeah, you do hope, right, exactly. Right. So... You know, with all that being said, you know, we got the Bills this week. Weather in the 30s, Mike? 20s?
Yeah, low 30s, upper 20s. Very little chance of rain. I don't think snow will be a problem.
Positive.
And light wind, 4-mile-an-hour wind.
Very positive, you know, in regard to that. You know, I mean,
it's about the best you could hope for, right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it depends. You know, the snow. You know, who knows? You know, it just depends on, you know, how slick the field is. So sometimes it's beneficial, sometimes it's not. You know, we handled ourselves pretty well up there a few weeks ago. You know, so hopefully we go up there and, you know, even though Tua is not in the game, you know, we've got some other injuries. You know, hopefully we're able to hold it together.
So let me ask you, how do you like Skyler? What do you think of his game?
I mean, you know, I think that his escapability, you know, brings a good dimension if all of these guys are hurt. I mean, if you think about it, Mike, if in fact all of our tackles are out, you know, we're banged up across the offensive line and none of these guys go, you know, out of the three quarterbacks, you know, Thompson is probably the best in regard to eluding a pass rush and making something positive happen out of it. You know, Bridgewater, we haven't seen enough of. He's a patient guy. I think that, you know, he would probably take quite a few sacks in that scenario, you know, because he likes to hold on to the ball and then he checks down if nothing's there.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they're going to have the opportunities in regard to holding on to a football on this given week. And Tua, you know, his pocket presence, I don't particularly like, never have. You know, up to this point, I think that he goes into a game scared, you know, when he knows that, say, a guy like Armstead doesn't play. I think he puts that in his mind immediately and, you know, he puts it, you know, a clock in his head. And even on plays where he doesn't necessarily have to rush balls, he does. And so, you know, with all that being said, I think that, you know, Thompson, for that reason, is probably best suited against, you know, in this football game if those guys don't go. You know, in regard to the passing game, Mike, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, he's obviously the least experienced, but he's probably, you know, the third best passer at this point in his career. You know, he's got a lot to learn. And you know, people have to understand that. I mean, this isn't, you know, Tua was a top five. You know, he was picked fifth, and you know, the number, you know, the first round. So, you know, Thompson is on a whole different level. You know, so we have to be patient with him. You know, he's got to learn. You know, this is his basically his third start.
Yep.
And, you know, it's going to be his second full game because he only played a quarter against Minnesota in his first start this season. So, you know, I mean, I think he'll do as best as he can. I mean, I love his attitude. You know, he doesn't really have a fear. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, he handled himself very well during the preseason. He didn't turn the ball over last week against the Jets, which would have been, you know, a loss. I mean, you know, think about it. If we turn the ball over once, twice in that game, there's a good chance, and we give the Jets short field, there's a good chance we don't win that football game. So, you know, in that aspect, he did a pretty solid job. You know, I think that, you know, the coaches truly, truly have to help him. Last week, I didn't see a lot of bootlegs, you know, getting him out, you know, in the open range there, you know, left or right, whatever the case may be, to where he has the option of running, maybe some, you know, designed runs for him, you know, those type of things. I didn't see any of that. I mean, I think they're going to have to, Mike, in order to compete and move the football, if these linemen are out, I think they're going to have to get really, really deep, deep into their playbook and just come up with stuff that, you know, that nobody has seen up to this point in this season. You know, maybe jet sweeps to the wide receivers. They've done a couple of those the last few weeks, and they've been successful. You know, you're not going to have the ability to have both Mozart and Wilson in the backfield as you did last week, which at times was successful, and not necessarily in the backfield, I should say on the field at the same time, because there were a few plays where they did have one of the backs lined up in the backfield and Mozart or Wilson was lined up in the slot or, you know, as a receiver and came around for, you know, basically a jet sweep. And you know, they had some success doing that. Now, you know, Mozart's probably not going to go. So, you know, here comes Ahmed, you know, he steps into the, you know, into a key position here in a big playoff game. And, you know, he's shown capability. I don't think he's Mozart. You know,
he's not as powerful as Mozart.
He's not as powerful. He's got the speed. He's probably not as fast either, Mike. Mozart.
He's not as fast, but he's not slow.
Yeah, he's not as slow, you know, but he doesn't bring that physicality that Mozart was just outstanding last week, you know, running over people.
He was.
He runs through tackles.
Angry runs. I like angry runs. Yes. That's what we were seeing.
He runs through tackles. And, you know, we're not going to have that.
They haven't ruled him out yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it would be phenomenal. I mean, you know, for him to come out.
I don't know how you play with a broken thumb. I honestly don't. If you're a running back, because you got to carry the ball. You got to switch hands and, you know, do things that are going to help you carry the ball and not lose it. So I'd be real concerned about that if they do play him, but they know better than I do.
You know, they have to weigh it out. Say, hey, you know, is Mozart better with one thumb? Is it a better option for us? And, you know, and he obviously has to be willing to do it. And I think, you know, knowing him as the player he is, he'd be more than willing that if he can suit up, he's going to do it. It's a thumb. You know, they can wrap it up. And, you know, maybe, Mike, he just carries the ball in his right hand or his left hand. I'm not sure which thumb it is. But
me neither.
But, you know, you can't carry the football in one arm. I mean, it's not the... You know, if you're running left and it's in your right arm, it's not the best thing to do. But you know what? You cover up, and you know if he's able to run over guys and you know outrun them, then you know he had a good game against them a couple of weeks ago. It'd be a major plus. But in regard to Thompson, I think that the coaching staff, you know, has to help him. They really do. They have to design some bootleg plays.
I don't know that you want to run him a lot, though, Lewis, because he is your third quarterback, and you really have nobody behind him.
Yeah, well, you have Glennon at this point, so, you know, it is what
it
is.
As I said, you really have nobody behind him.
I mean, Mike, you know what? You know, at that point, you know, you're trying to win a football game. You know, you can't go out there and play, you know, the same type of...
I'm not saying you play scared, but I think you have to limit his exposure to hits, that's all.
It's win or go home. I mean, yep. So, you know, you got to lay it on the table, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you've got to do some things that you haven't.
Who's going to quarterback if he goes out? I mean, what experience does Glennon have?
Well, he's quarterbacked quite a few games in the NFL. I mean, I think we faced him last year with when we played the Giants. I mean, he's got experience. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not the best scenario, Mike, but none of this is. I mean, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, if Glennon was to come in for Thompson, it's probably, you know, one of the lesser worries, you know, across, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, with all the guys that are hurt, you know, we've got like bigger problems. I don't know, you know, other than the fact that Thompson can, you know, escape pressure and can run with the football, you know, I don't know, you know, as far as in the passing game, if you're going to see a major drop off from Thompson to Glennon, you know. You know, obviously Thompson's been with us the whole season. He knows the playbook. He knows the offense. He knows the players. You know, he knows what he has to do. I think that – what's that, Mike?
I'm just looking at his – from last year, his overall grade was 30.
Oh, he was horrible. Absolutely horrible. He's not a very good quarterback. I mean, the thing is this, is that, you know, you have to do some of the things that we did at times last week. You know, get the tight ends involved down the field. You know, get some chunk plays and then maybe get some scores out of those type of plays. You know, it's something that we haven't done. I mean, the fact that Smythe and Gesicki were both so far down the field, and I think they were both in the, you know, way downfield in the right flat, both of those long passes. You know, I think that that's a necessity. You know, it's something that has to be done because, you know, we just favor those two wideouts so much. I think Uzakama, you know, him and Thompson really, really worked well together during the preseason. And I feel that, you know, they should probably try to incorporate him into this game, you know, get the ball to him, you know, in man-to-man coverage. They're going to have to do a lot of things that Buffalo hasn't necessarily seen this year in order to, you know, keep up with them. Because Buffalo, you know, is going to score some points. There's no doubt about it.
Not if they don't get the ball.
Yeah.
That's my strategy, okay? I am going to make every attempt I can to hold on to the football and not turn it over.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, you'd shorten the game. You try to do that. You know, but, you know, it's...
Their defense is, you know, no joke, but they're not playing as well as they could be either. But, you know, the team has lost three games, so it's hard to say any part of their team is weak because it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're walking on a thin line, you know, when you're doing, you know, when you're playing, you know, you're trying to control the football. I don't know if that strategy with the amount of injuries we have is going to necessarily work. I mean, you know, I would love if Mozart's playing, Armstead's out there, Shell's out there. I think that, yes, you know, you can do those type of things, you know, for whatever.
You know, you just got to keep Hunt from, you know, not starting before the ball snapped and, you know, things like that.
Receivers lining up.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
At the line of scrimmage. I mean, just stupid stuff. I mean, yeah, listen, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if they play a sound game, you know, I mean, obviously we're going to have some reserves on the offensive line. There's no doubt about it. But if they can play a sound game and, you know, protect Thompson and make some type of room for the running backs, then I think, you know, controlling the ball is the thing to do. Now, we'll know pretty quick whether that's going to work or not because we'll see how they're blocking.
Right, exactly. I mean, here's the thing, you know, and Buffalo, I mean, when you look at them, you know, you look at how they've won football games. You know, teams have competed against them this year, including us, you know, up in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it came.
Yeah, in both games we played them.
It came down to the end. You know, but you look at them, you know, they have the second overall offense in the NFL and the sixth overall defense in the NFL. I mean, they're really good against the run. You know, the pass, they've had some injuries in the secondary. You know, they're middle of the pack in the secondary. You know, so when you look at this game, you know, you look at it and you're like, all right, well, we can try and run the football. They're pretty solid against the run. You know, you have to mix the pass in. You have a nice balanced offense. You get some drives together. you stay in the ball game, and then you hope that, you know, maybe they turn the ball over.
Exactly.
You know, we come up, you know, with some turnovers in this game, but you know, when you look at our team, Mike, that hasn't really been the case. You know, I mean, it's a situation where we haven't created. Whereas the last couple of years, you know, under Flores and Boyer, you know, and the defensive unit that they've had out there, they've created big plays in a lot of football games. You know, to the point where they've scored defensive touchdowns.
We know why, and you know, we have an understanding of what's different. And you know, it's not the same defense we had last year. So
it's not.
The opportunities aren't there as often. But you know, they can't be dropping interceptions. You know,
exactly.
They've got to be aware.
Listen, here's the way I see it. You know, I mean, Buffalo's offense is very good. But if X-Man's healthy and he's playing digs across the field, he's done a pretty good job against him in the first two games of this season.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go over to the other side and you've got Gabriel, you know, going against Kahu. You know, that's not as bad a matchup as you would have thought at one point. You know, you're in a situation where, you know, you got two corners that can cover their outside guys. I don't have any problem with that. Our run defense, Mike, is fourth in the NFL. And, you know, we've been talking about this all year. And they were kind of in the middle of the pack simply because, you know, they were getting destroyed by quarterback long runs, you know.
We'd like to throw a shout out to DraftKings for sponsoring our show. And here's a little message and we'll be right back. The NFL playoff picture is locked in, and my go-to place for wild card round action is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. Just place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you'll get a free bet back up to $10. Action is so good, why bet NFL playoffs anywhere else? So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.
So, you know, with our corners, you know, I feel that they're going to be able to do a decent job on the outside receivers of Buffalo. Our run defense, Mike, which was middle of the pack most of the season because we gave up big runs to quarterbacks, so on and so forth. All of a sudden now we're the fourth best defense against the run, which we, as far as I'm concerned, we haven't all year.
We have.
You know, they've been phenomenal. So, you know, I'm not concerned about Buffalo's running game in this game either against us. You know, it's Josh Allen, and it's his ability to create plays under pressure and running the football. I mean, you know, he's always the X factor. If you throw in their guys like Cole Beasley, who has been activated for this weekend, and Isaiah McKenzie, you know, those type of guys. And then, of course, the tight end, who Knox, who always seems to, you know, come up with big plays against us. I think that's, you know, that's something that, you know, we have to control. You know, we have to control Allen in regard to, you know, being able to get outside of the pocket and create plays down the field because, you know, I don't care who it is. There's no cornerback on the field in NFL football that can cover a receiver for 6, 7, 8, 10 seconds. I mean, they did a great job initially, but even with Flacco last
Diggs is rated fourth in the league.
Oh, he's outstanding.
Yep.
You know, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, when you look at him, Mike, and you look at the matchup against X-Man, I mean, it's a challenge. It's going to be. And I think the first two games of the season, I feel that, you know, he's done a pretty decent job against him in both of the games. I'm going to look at the numbers from both of the games this year. On the 17th, Mike, he had 5 catches for 60 yards. You'll take that. No touchdown, right?
Yep. Yep.
And then you go back to the first game, which was in September, and he had 7 catches for 74 yards, no touchdowns. So, you know, he's getting his catches. They're only about 10. He's only averaging roughly about 10 yards a catch. Yeah. So it's not like he's, you know, he's averaging 30, 40 yards of reception down the field. So, you know, X-Man's held his own. I mean, again, like you mentioned, Mike, he's the fourth best rated receiver in the NFL right now. So, you know, that's a challenge. So the pass rush has got to be there. They have to control.
We've said this for what? 17 weeks in a row.
they have to control the outside. You know, they have to make sure he doesn't dip inside and run for big yardage. It's a big task for the defense. But if we have any chance of winning this football game, I mean, they've got to play their best football game of the season.
That's what the playoffs are for.
Absolutely. They have to play a game, Mike, very similar to the one they did down here in September. And, yep. You know, in Florida, that they have to play that type of game. And if they can, then they can compete in this game. You know, and I have confidence in the defense. I truly do. You know, I think that, you know, the guys like Chubb, if in fact he plays, because I know he's on the injury report as well, and Ingram and those type of guys, they have to earn their money this week. I mean, they've got to get to Allen. They've got to take him down and create a couple of turnovers. If they can do that, you know, they can compete in this game. And, you know, that's the only chance they have of winning is if the defense, you know, shows up, because we know what the offense is going to be.
Allen is good against the blitz, so you have to be careful if you're blitzing him. But if you do blitz him, I think you're probably better off sending a cornerback or a safety, you know, and going that route. I don't think you want to, you know, send the middle guys. I think the middle guys need to stay in the middle.
I think, Mike, that, you know, you have to get pressure on the quarterback.
Yes, that's why I say that, because if you don't stay in the middle, then he's going to run on you. You know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You got to send the fifth guy every once in a while.
Yep.
You know, I think that's a necessity, and still have a spy. In those situations, you know, your corners are going to be out on an island, and you're rolling the dice. But, you know, Mike, in this game, you know, they
got to roll some dice.
They're going to have to roll dice on both sides of the football. They're going to have to take shots down the field with their receivers. They're going to have to get some chunk plays, because, again, the offensive line, Mike, for them to hold up, and, you know, you mentioned it earlier in regard to the penalties, you know, with all the substitutions and the guys that the backups, you know, the longer that they're on the field, the more opportunities there are for mistakes and putting us in, you know, second or third and longs. You don't want to be in those situations. So there's going to be times where they're going to have to take shots down the field to Tyreek and the Waddle and maybe the tight ends. And, you know, hopefully they loosen, you know, their defense up a little bit, and then maybe we can run the football. You know, I'm looking forward to the game. I know we're 13.5 point underdogs and we've got so many injuries, but you know what? We get to watch our team for one more week, you know, and we've seen crazier shit happen, right?
We have.
You know?
We have. I mean,
you know, you just never know. That's why you play the game, so...
They're going to be jacked. You know, it's going to be a full crowd, and, you know, they'll probably have Hamlin make an appearance, and that'll get them jacked up even more. And you just can't let the emotion of all that defeat you. You've got to be able to stay focused and ride the wave and make sure that you're not the team committing the early mistakes, because the last thing you want to do is get behind and give them momentum.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't. You know, you can't go into this football game and, you know, find yourself down 14-17-0 right out of the gate. You know, they have to stay in the game, you know, go into the halftime, you know, in a tight football game. And then all of a sudden, you know, you come out in the second half and you have a little bit more confidence. You know, Thompson, they have to get him, you know, confident. You know, they have to have him completing a few passes here and there. They have to get his confidence up to where he says, hey, you know what, I can do this, and, you know, let's go out there and get the job done. you know, you don't want him going out and, you know, forcing balls down the field and just creating turnovers that puts us in a big hole early on. So it's going to be interesting. The defense is, you know, it's really the key in this football game. I know we talk about the offense and, you know, the outside guys and all that, but wow, in this football game, the defense really, really can make a major, major difference in how the outcome of this game is going to be. You know, if we're going to be competitive, the defense has got to play the way they've played for the most part of this year.
They haven't played well on the road, though. That's the thing. You know, they didn't play bad in Buffalo a few weeks ago, but by and large, they don't play well on the road. So
they haven't. But you know what, Mike? When you look at them as a whole over the course of the season,
yeah.
I mean, can you think of a game as to where they went out and they were just like, oh, my God. I mean, they just got 40 points thrown up on them. And,
no,
you know, they looked absolutely horrible. I mean, we've seen them.
The Baltimore game, they looked, you know, back in September, they, you know, they did not play well, and they made up for it in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But, you know, by and large, they haven't gotten whooped.
Not at all. I mean, you know, I feel that, you know, week in and week out, that they have absolutely, you know, kept us in a lot of these football games to the point where the, you know, the offense, you know, had opportunities. And,
you know, their offensive line, Buffalo's, is not good. They've got Dawkins, who's playing pretty well, but nobody else is really that good. So,
right.
You know, we've got Phillips and Wilkins in the middle, and we've got Chubb and Ingram outside. We should be able to, you know, cause a little bit of stress on Allen. So That's what you're hoping for. And if they can contain Singletary and not let him hurt us, you know, I think we have a chance of slowing down their offense a little bit. The key is how much yardage will Allen gain? Are they going to get beat by that, or are they going to be ready for it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the turnover situation for us this year, you know, it just hasn't been there.
No.
You know, our defense hasn't come up with enough, and you know, we've turned the ball over a good amount of times.
Howard's going to have opportunities this game, though, right? Don't you think so?
You know, Mike, it's funny because when you look at the first two games.
Diggs is their best offensive player.
Right? He is.
Outside of Allen.
And I think that, you know, Allen thinks about going there, and he's like, you know what? I like our other matchups better. You know, he does give Diggs enough. I mean, he's had 6 and 7 catches,
right?
You know, in the two games against us. So, you know, it's not like he hasn't gotten the ball thrown to him, but you know, they've been just enough to satisfy him. You know, you don't see them just attacking. You know,
right.
X man down the field with Diggs. You just don't see it. And I think it's probably smart that they don't, you know, simply because X man usually has coverage, Mike. He's usually right there. And
that's what I'm saying. So, you know, hopefully he has some opportunities and can make good on them.
Yes. I mean, you know, I think that they're very conservative when, you know, when they're throwing the ball to Diggs against X-Man. So, you know, with all that being said, I think that, you know, you're going to probably see them go, you know, try to beat our nickel guy, you know, with McKenzie or Beasley, whoever it is. You know, I think that's going to be the situation there. You know, their running game, I'm not overly concerned with. You know, it's the X guys, you know, the McKenzies, the Cole Beasleys, the Knoxes of the world, you know, those type of guys. And, of course, Josh Allen's capability of running the football. I think those X factors are going to be a difference, you know, and if we can somehow contain all of that, you know, I think that, you know, we've got a shot. You know, they've got to put Allen on his ass a few times. I mean, I say it every week.
Yeah, the defense has to make up for the fact that Skyler's playing. You know, they've got to handle business on their side of the ball and help the offense by taking it away and limiting them to poor field position and that type of thing.
Yes, absolutely. They can't allow Buffalo to drive up the field in 5 minutes, 70 yards, and, you know, they're up 7-0 right out of the gate. You know, they got to go out. They got to make them work for everything that, you know, that they get and, you know, and then go from there. and, you know, hope that the offense can do enough. It's going to be a tough task, Mike. I mean, we know it. I mean, you know, the spread is what it is.
Well, it is what it is for a reason. You know, obviously you've got Tua out, you know, so that brought the spread from about a touchdown favorite to 13.5.
Right, exactly.
That's a big spread there. So,
absolutely.
You know, but that doesn't mean that Skyler can't do some ball control and be efficient. So what you hope with him is he doesn't get intimidated by the blitz that he didn't see or, you know, those type of things.
Exactly. And the offensive line has got to, you know, pick up blitzes and help him out a little bit. I mean, yep. You know, Ingold is hurt too. I mean, you know, there's, you know, Mozart's probably our best blocking running back.
Yep. And,
you know, if he doesn't play, I mean, this kid is really thrown into a shit show this weekend. And
that's one way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, if he comes out of it, you know, playing a pretty solid football game, you know, I'd be extremely happy with that. You know,
is it even fair to expect him to? I don't know.
It really isn't. I mean, under the circumstances, you know, if in fact all of these guys don't play Mozart in gold and all the tackles.
Armstead, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're asking an awful lot of a kid, you know, that was a seventh round draft pick. I mean, you know, you're asking an awful lot of anybody under these circumstances. I mean, if Tua was out there, you know, under these circumstances,
right,
you're asking an
awful lot. It's still a challenge, sure.
It's a major challenge. It would be a major challenge for any quarterback in the NFL, you know, under these circumstances. Going up to Buffalo, you know, you can add that, the weather. I mean, there's so many factors, and, you know, it's a playoff game on top of that. I mean, this kid is being thrown into, like I said, a shit show, and it's coming at him at 20 different angles, you know, playoffs, Buffalo, you know, injuries all around you. I mean, all of these things.
And the cold weather and,
the
Hamlin situation, you know, and that jacking everybody up. I mean, there's so many different things working in Buffalo's favor.
Exactly. He's going to get phone calls all night from Buffalo fans. You know, he's not going to sleep.
They'll pull the fire alarm in the hotel, right?
All that shit. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. So, you know, but like I said, if they come out, you know, and they play even if they don't come out with a victory and they play a solid football game, you know, going into the off season, you know, you got some you want to see some positives out of this football game. You know, you don't want to see them get blown out 53-6 or whatever. And, you know, then you go into this long, long off season, you know, just saying, man, oh man, do we got a long, long way to go. I think we do anyway, but you know, I'd love to see a lot of guys step up this week, like Phillips and, you know, some of the younger guys come up with some big plays to where, you know, we have something to, like, you know, look forward to next year, you know, in regard to some of these younger guys saying, hey, you know, we've got some players here, you know, let's figure this out, you know, in one way, shape, or one way or another. You know, you're going to have to field the football team. It's going to be a good majority of the same guys out there, Mike. You know, these guys have contracts. They're on the contract.
Yep.
You know, without the ability to have a bunch of draft picks next year, you know, you can go out, you can sign a few free agents. You're going to lose some guys to free agency. So, you know, I don't know if you can really make up that much ground.
Oh, we got time to think about that. Because there's some things that we can do to free up some cash. So,
there's no doubt about that. But, you know, we need these young guys to, you know, to just say, hey, you know, that this is, you know, we're going to be the foundation of this football team going forward. You know, we're going to be guys that are going to contribute. A guy like Kahoot, you know, that will allow you, you know, to make, you know, to let Byron Jones go and that money that he's got.
And that's about $14 million you pick up doing that.
Exactly. Which I think is going to happen one way or another.
Sure. The only disadvantage to that is it's like $4 million dead cap money. So, you know, that lowers your salary cap by that amount of money.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, there's positives and negatives to it all. You know, Needham's a free agent, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He is. But coming off the surgery, I don't think his market will be too high.
I don't know. I mean, it just depends on, you know, obviously, you know, his physicals,
yep,
and where he's at. Because, I mean, I would love to see them re-sign him, because I think he can definitely be a starting corner in the NFL, and a very good one, because he was doing a great job up until the point he got hurt. So, you know.
If he can run.
Exactly. I mean, again, a lot of these young guys really have to, you know, I'd love to see Uzakama, you know, make some plays in this football game, you know, and have a, you know, a positive third guy to think about going in the next season, you know? So, you know, all these type of things.
So what's your prediction?
You know, I think that Buffalo will probably cover that 13.5. You know, I see us losing, say, 31-14, 35-17, something to that effect. You know, I think we're gonna lose by a couple touchdowns this week. I think we're, you know, if we get healthy, Mike, you know, and a lot of these guys do suit up, then, you know, then I think we still lose the football game, simply because a lot of these guys just aren't at 100%. And, you know, Thompson, you know, the kid's in. So, you know, there's so many factors that go up against us in this football game. I think the guys suit up, Mozart, it will help us. But, you know, I think we lose by 2 touchdowns. As it stands right now with the injury report, I think we lose 31-17.
Yep, I hear you. It's not a game I want to predict, I'll be honest with you, because it's kind of scary. But, you know, if I am going to predict it, I'm going to a little lower scoring. I would think the Bills somewhere around 27 and the Dolphins somewhere around 6.
Wow, okay. So you got them losing, you got them losing by 21 points, Mike.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well,
I just don't see them being able to do much on offense. Now, I hope Thompson proves me wrong.
I hope so too. It's not only him, you know, it's the offensive line. You know, Wilson, if Mozart doesn't go, Wilson's got to have a great game running the football.
You know, there's a little bit of film on Thompson now, so it gives, you know, the Bills a little bit to work off of too.
Yeah, I mean, if they look at that game last week, Mike, they're not going to get an awful lot out of it. I can tell you that much, because there wasn't an awful lot there. It was a lot of him dropping back and then him running for his life, right? 27 pressures?
Yep.
Is that the number that I saw that on the was page the number. Somewhere?
Yep.
Wow.
27 pressures. He threw it, what, 30 times, something like that?
That's insane. Absolutely insane. And it'll be worse this week, or just as bad, you know, because Buffalo.
Well, you know, Eichenberg is back in the lineup.
Okay. So, and your point?
Well, my point is a lot of the pressures come from him. And you know, we had some other tackles in the game that normally aren't, you know, so it is what it is.
So you're saying he's back this week, or he was back last week?
He was back last week.
Yeah. So maybe if you reinsert Jones. Well, Eichenberg, if he is healthy, he's going to probably have to play that guard position.
Probably.
If Hunt has to move back out to tackle.
Yeah, he's probably going to be a left guard.
My God. It's going to be very, very interesting to see which 5 guys line up. At least we know Williams is centering, right?
Yeah.
That's the one thing we do know.
He's only missed a couple of snaps the whole season. So.
Yeah, yep.
He's been the rock.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, well, we've got a couple of days here.
That's about all we got. So I'm looking forward to the game. I hope they surprise us a little bit. It's not out of the realm of possibility. They've proven they can play with Buffalo twice. I just think with 2 out and Thompson in, that makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
So we'll see how it goes on Sunday. But until then, thanks for joining me, and thanks for listening, everybody. And Fins up.
Very welcome, Mike. And let's go Fins. Fins up, Dolphins.
All right, that's today's show. I just want to remind everyone that the Fin Fans podcast is proud to be part of DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Pigskin podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. There's lots of podcasts and information there that you'll enjoy. All right, until next time, be well and take care. We'll be right back.
Social Podcast Network.